Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Vanessa Meradian's joining us on the phone, and she's a, well, sexologist, a very interesting world that she works in. And we're talking today about eliminating the idea of goal-oriented sex. Vanessa, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, very, very well. Sexology, how did you get into that?
Oh, it's a little bit of a long story, but I think my ears pricked up when I was about maybe 11 or 12. I heard my mum and her best friend talking about it.
Right.
They were just having a conversation about relationships,
yeah.
And I remember hearing the term sexology, and then it kind of stuck with me my whole life. My mum's friend had been studying it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I researched it later on in life when I kind of ended up in the business that I'm in, which
yep.
is a woman-centric lifestyle sensuality brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the best way to provide expertise was to actually study.
Become an expert at it.
Exactly.
How important is sex in a relationship? I mean, you might hear people say in the initial stages it's all the time, and then, you know, you sort of settle down a bit and it still happens. And then, mm-hmm. you know, as you progress through life, maybe kids come along and things aren't that as important. But how important is it in a relationship?
It definitely depends on the individuals and how they prioritize their relationship. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, intimacy is what makes your partnership with someone stand out and different to a friendship, which there's nothing wrong with a friendship in its longevity, but kind of maintaining the union and the intimacy, I think,
yeah.
really relies on sex and all the things around sex.
Yeah. I heard an interview once on radio that was talking about how boys experience sex as they're growing up. And I think the figure was, I can't remember the figure, but the way they access this type of literature now, it's all the internet.
Mm, being exposed to stuff on the internet kind of creates almost this thing that they call internet sexuality. So the more that you see, the more that you're exposed to, and the more that I guess that breaks down your internal kind of barriers or whatever.
I understand.
But if we then don't provide the education around it, especially for young people and people who haven't experienced things and they're just seeing this via the internet visually and thinking that putting expectations on their own relationships that this is what it's like, I think that can be dangerous. And I think we have a lot of resistance towards proper or empowered sexuality education in schools and in the homes. There's a lot of confusion, I think, about who's actually teaching it and whose role it is. But then you have this huge, the internet, which is so accessible and kids are looking at it.
Mm.
We all are looking at it, really, and it affects us all in different ways.
Is it guys and girls?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a difference into what, obviously, different genders look at different things. Well, women definitely blog and read a lot of blogs about certain things.
Okay.
And obviously Fifty Shades of Grey,
yes.
not necessarily in internet sense. But
we've got a copy of that here. I can't believe how many people talk about it. It is unreal.
I know. I can't believe it either. Like when it came out, the fact that people can sit on the train and sit in public with it so openly is definitely an interesting kind of take on sexuality and how people are viewing it, just because I've obviously been in this business now about 3 years, so I've watched people's different reactions and the time they take to kind of digest it, but generally quite interested once they realise that it's a safe space. But something like 50 Shades of Grey, a book about bondage where they're going to put it straight out there for everyone on the train to see or whatever, it's fascinating.
Very interesting. Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for joining us on today's show.
No worries.
Very, very interesting, and a very interesting area that you work in, sexology. Vanessa Meradian, and of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.